July 29, the Spirit of Grace, Pentecostal Power, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Acts 4:33. What was the result of the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost? The glad tidings of a risen Savior were carried to the uttermost parts of the inhabited world. As the disciples proclaimed the message of redeeming grace, hearts yielded to the power of this message. The church beheld converts flocking to her from all directions. Backsliders were reconverted, sinners united with unbelievers in seeking the pearl of great price. Some who had been the bitterest opponents of the gospel became its champions. Every Christian saw in his brother a revelation of divine love and benevolence. One interest prevailed, one subject of emulation swallowed up all others. The ambition of the believers was to reveal the likeness of Christ's character and to labor for the enlargement of his kingdom. With great power gave the apostles witness. Under their labors were added to the church chosen men who, receiving the word of truth, consecrated their lives to the work of giving to others the hope that filled their hearts with peace and joy. They could not be restrained or intimidated by threatenings. The Lord spoke through them, and as they went from place to place, the poor had the gospel preached to them, and miracles of divine grace were wrought. So mightily can God work when men give themselves up to the control of His Spirit. To us today, as verily as to the first disciples, the promise of the Spirit belongs. God will today endow men and women with power from above, as He endowed those who on the day of Pentecost heard the word of salvation. At this very hour, His Spirit and His grace are for all who need them and will take Him at His word. Zeal for God moved the disciples to bear witness to the truth with mighty power. Should not this zeal fire our hearts with the determination to tell the story of redeeming love, of Christ and Him crucified? Is not the Spirit of God to come today in answer to earnest, persevering prayer and fill men with power for service?